I remember when I was a technician, we didn't have vehicles assigned to us per se. And for a hot minute, they got all, you know, well, if you're going to drive that to and from, you got to pay, you know, taxes and this, that, and the other. And we're like, fine, go and drive it, you know. Whoop. And probably still a good deal, but whatever. For whatever reason, we said, fine, we won't drive them. They said, but we still want them, you know, distributed all over so that, you know, when somebody needs to, you know, go on a run, they're never more than a couple miles from a vehicle. So, you know, we want one service vehicle up in the northwest part of the, you know, county, and one up in the northeast and southeast, southwest. So you're saying I've got to transport it to and from those areas, but I got to pay a tax. It was silly. But for a while, so what we did was we decided to park them at the nearest fire station. And, you know, it was only a half mile from my house, you know, but I parked it there, and I said, fine, you know, that'll be the official place we'll park it. But where I'm going with the story is, you know, you'd get up on a cold winter day where you had to scrape and, you know, remove snow. You'd have to get in a cold vehicle, you know, you do all that, and then you drive a half mile up to the fire station and start all over again. It was like, oh, I hated that.